The Summer Olympic Games begin officially tonight in Athens, with NBC presenting primetime coverage of the opening ceremonies. For the next 17 days, NBC will spread more than 1,200 hours of programming over NBC and its co-owned cable and satellite networks. Even so, TV critic David Beard Cooley says he doesn't have Olympic fever.
Top the Acropolis, overlooking Athens, sits the Parthenon, Temple of Athena, Greek goddess of war, wisdom, and the arts. And it is with experience and artistry that the women of Team USA engage in their battle today. Athena, no doubt, would approve. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our studios in Athens, and welcome to our coverage of the 2004 Olympic Games. I'm Jim Lampley, coming to you.
That was Wednesday afternoon on MSNBC. 2 days before the Olympics were supposed to start, and Jim Lampley already was serving up features and hosting games. The best thing about that particular game, in which the U.S. women's soccer team trounced Greece easily, was that it was presented by Hummer without commercial interruption. Yesterday, when the men's soccer team from Portugal faced the team from Iraq, yes, Iraq, it was a much closer and more interesting game. It also was interrupted several times by commercials, probably because the United States athletes weren't involved. By the way, Iraq won. The beauty of NBC's Olympic telecast this time is supposed to be its ability to bring fans more coverage than ever before of their favorite sport, no matter how obscure that sport may be. NBC is doing this because it's using its co-owned cable stations to present most of the competition, especially the live portions. Because Greece is 7 hours ahead of the U.S. on the East Coast, NBC's primetime coverage will be, for the most part, packaged from events taped earlier, the same way the network covered the games from Sydney 4 years ago. So if you want to see Michael Phelps, the most hyped athlete of this Olympics, swim in pursuit of one of his 8 gold medals, you'll have to watch NBC, and you won't see most of his events live. But if you have cable, you can watch judo and sailing tomorrow at midnight on Bravo. You can watch rowing and fencing all day tomorrow on CNBC. And you can watch boxing tomorrow afternoon on MSNBC and soccer tomorrow afternoon on Telemundo. Part of this approach I really support. Table tennis and volleyball? Bring it on. After all, I'm the guy who, not too many Winter Olympics ago, turned his giant C-band satellite dish to Canada's CBC just so I could watch live coverage of women's curling. And I loved it. But if you don't have cable, you're missing a lot. And what we all care and remember about the Olympic Games over the years are the shared experiences. As when all of America, it seems, watched Nadia Comaneci become the first female Olympic gymnast to earn a perfect 10. If you see a great judo match one midnight on Bravo, good luck finding someone at the water cooler the next day to share your enthusiasm. So NBC's primetime coverage remains the main event of this 17-day competition, and there are plenty of outside forces coming into play. Politically, things are so tense internationally that having the United States dominate the Olympic Games may be seen as simple bullying, especially if some of the athletes react with more attitude than grace. There's always the awful shadow of terrorism, which will hang over, but hopefully not intrude upon, these games. There are many scandals of doping and of failing drug tests, and of combinations of injury and apathy that have kept many U.S. athletes from competing this year. And then, last but unfortunately most, there's the hype. Instead of letting us discover the athletes and the drama for ourselves, the media are laying everything out in advance, down to how many medals Phelps could, should, and probably will win. What I look for most in coverage of Olympic Games, and expect to find less and less, is an appreciation of the accomplishment and pride of athletes from around the world. If someone from another country wins, I want to see their flag fly, listen to an unfamiliar national anthem, and watch them absorb and enjoy the moment. And I want to see that on NBC in primetime, not on Telemundo or Bravo. Each time, though, the Olympics as televised here seem to become more jingoistic, and my enthusiasm for the Olympics gets a little less feverish. So if you're not caught up in these games from Greece, and most other broadcast networks are throwing in the towel for the duration, what's a viewer to do? Here are some fast suggestions of 5 first-run shows offered right now on cable that you ought to be watching anyway. There's Entourage on HBO, a new comedy show about a rising young Hollywood star and his small gang of hangers-on. Also on HBO, there's 6 Feet Under, which has gotten really dark and strange this season, but continues to feature some really good acting. Both of those shows run on Sunday nights. Then, on FX, there are original episodes of the drama series Nip Tuck on Tuesdays, and a new show, Rescue Me, on Wednesdays. That one stars Dennis Leary as a New York firefighter who's dealing, in a post-9/11 world, with the loss of his friends and colleagues, as well as his marriage. It's a very intense show at times, but it's also unexpectedly hilarious. That's 4 shows. I promised 5. The last one, I guess, is a guilty pleasure, and it just ended last night, though the final installment will be repeated this weekend and next week several times, including tonight on Bravo. When Bravo isn't showing Olympic table tennis, that is. The Bravo series to which I'm referring is Celebrity Poker Showdown, in which comics, actors, and other celebrities play No Limit Texas Hold'em for charity. For some reason, I love this show. In fact, I think I have celebrity poker fever. And I only have to watch 1 channel, not 7, to feed it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.